Blog Talk Radio.
This is All About Wine,
All About
the
Wine.
Talk show dedicated to the wine industry since 2009, featuring winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron.
Basically, what we're trying to do with the program is just trying to educate people and trying to make wine less confusing and more friendly.
From coast to coast and around the world.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that.
Post your questions and comments during the live show on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr. Again, that's www.facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr. And now, All About Wine is on. Here's Ron.
There he is. Oh, that was quick.
You people just don't have any idea how close you came to not having a here's Ron. Or a here's Mike.
Yeah, neither one of us.
Neither one of us. We having connection issues with BTR again tonight. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it just seems like it's every week or every other week we start having problems with this. This is ridiculous. Nice. In fact, it
maybe those – maybe all those people who do recorded shows know something that we haven't caught on to yet.
Yeah, there you go. Don't go live that's a possibility there. Boy, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We just gone there. I was going to talk to you about a couple of things before we got on the air, but since we're on the air, it's not a secret, really. But our friend Cap, texted me, and he wanted to know if there was a link to his. He wanted to know if there was a link to his program, the original one that he did, and the one we used sound bites on. And I'm not sure what date. Do we have some way we can send him a link to the original show?
Yeah, I'll find it here in a minute or two. Yeah, I can find it.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see.
But is it a link, or are we just having the date and the show, and he's got to go to?
No, I'll give him I can send the link to the show. It was from January 14th last year. No, wait.
Wow.
2020. It was 2020 we had him on.
That's over 2 years. Two and a half years ago. Wow.
Hang on a second. Why? Okay, the show date is showing January 14th, 2020. The actual date is showing 2021, so I must have did a typo or something. Change that. It was last year, so yeah.
Okay. January 14th, 2021.
I'll email you the link, and if you want to forward that to him.
I'll do that. Okay, good.
Yeah, it'll be a quick link.
Good. Okay.
Just the audio, so.
And also, let's see if I can find it. He also was curious. I told all the guys in the group that I talked about them, and if they wanted to go on and listen to the beginning of the show, they could, we gave them a shout out, and we were going to be planning on our cigar show. And Cap sent me this, and I don't understand what he means. He said, thanks for the shout-out, Ron. I got that. Let's start scheduling the shindig, huh? He says, also, would Mike want in the RP? I don't understand what he means by RP.
Mike want what?
Would your Mike want in the RP?
No clue what he's saying.
I don't know. I don't know what he means by that either. I'll have to ask him, refer back to this. What the heck is an RP? But, okay, yeah. But they're ready to get it scheduled, so I'll start working with them, and we'll get the show scheduled, our special cigar show. And
cool.
That's them texting. I mean, they're all, they do that all the time. They're always texting back and forth. They all get on there and spin and send pictures and all sorts of stuff, which I don't know how to pull them up that fast and all. They have more knowledge about all that than I do, but we will get them scheduled sometime coming up here. In a couple of weeks, we have a guest. What is today? Today's the 9th? Yeah, we just talked about that, didn't we? Yes, we did. Today's the 9th. And I think 2 weeks.
Still the same.
3 weeks. Yeah, it hasn't changed. Yeah.
Was it the 21st or what did you say?
22nd. What year is it? Let's narrow it down from the first thing first. But here we are finally. We had problems getting on. More glitches, I think, with Blog Talk Radio. This is sad. This is not a good thing. We do pay them money to let us do this every week, and we should not have glitches. Although we pay them the cheapest money we can, but we still pay them money. So,
we're still funding something.
That's
RP,
right.
I'm still wondering what IP is.
I don't know. He said, should we include Mike in the radio, RP program?
Radio program could be.
I don't know. You're already in. I don't know what he meant. I thought maybe it was a secret radio code, and since you do that stuff, you know what it is. And I didn't.
Radio propagation?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't figure it out.
We'll find out.
I guess we'll find out. I'll text. I'll get on the chat with them after the show and ask them. Everybody's out there going, tell us now. Tell us. What's RP? Yeah, we'll find out. We'll let you know.
Probably a program, like you said. Probably radio program. That's what I'm thinking. So that sounds legitimate.
You are anyway, so I don't know why he would have to ask that. But oh well, okay. So, but the guys are all ready to do and to get a schedule for our radio program and start finding out who's going to be available on that Thursday night and all that. So, I had a bunch of icons pulled up on the computer here of things I was going to talk about tonight, and both Mike and I have problems getting on Blog Talk Radio, so we had to close down our computers. And you know what happens when you close down your computer, all of your icons, everything else, zoop. And so I'm sitting here trying to get them back up. Okay, there we go. Alright okay, so any other news tonight that we need to talk about before I start talking about what I was going to talk about? Let me see.
I don't have any.
Let me pull this up and see. Oh, that's the wrong calendar. There it is over here. I got stuff spread out all over the place trying to keep track of everything. And you lose track of where everything is doing that. Okay, here we go. This is the calendar I want. And it is June 2022. Today's the 9th. So, Saturday is Verdejo Day. V-E-R-D-E-G-O, or J-O. Verdejo Day. That's a grape. And so celebrate. I think it's a Spanish grape more so than anything. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 12th, 13th, and 14th is National, and it goes throughout the whole week, 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th, National Prosecco Week. Italian Prosecco. And when I dug that out, I don't know if that was just in Italy or if that was National Italian Prosecco or National this country or, well, whatever. But National Prosecco Week is coming up next week. And Rosé Day, I think, is Monday, but I'm not sure. It might be the 11th. So if anyone has confirmation out there what day it is, that's why I say when I look up these things, it is so confusing to try to figure out when things are, because you look it up and it says, these are the Hawaiian holidays, and it starts listing them. And you see them and go, okay, well, it's that date, that date, that date. Well, it's not that date every year. Sometimes it's the first Monday following the spring equinox, as long as it's on the 21st and not the 20th. And, you know, I mean, it's just weird how some of these dates are. So if you see Rosé Day is different than the 13th or the 11th, or if it's really the 11th always, or if it floats or whatever, let me know. I'm not sure how that, what date that is on there. But Prosecco Week, all next week, and Verdejo Day is Saturday. And let's see, what are the days that we have coming up? National Red Rose Day is the 12th. That's just an interesting day there. And National New Mexico Day, the state of, not the country, New Mexico Day is the 14th. And the 15th, for whatever it's worth, is National Bug Busting Day. You know, kill a bug, I guess. Bug Busting Day. There are so many bugs, you can kill a bug, and don't believe it's going to hurt the population. So, just ants alone. There are more ants than there are all other species on Earth put together. There are more ants. Now, not specific ants, not like red ants or army ants, but just ants. There's more ants on the Earth than there are all other species put together. That is from National Geographic, by the way. They said that, and I go, nah. And then, sure enough. So, ants drive me crazy. But there you go. That's what you got coming up this week. And so open up some Prosecco, some Italian bubbly, and enjoy it this week. Tonight's program is going to be on NOLO. We talked about NOLO. I don't know. I don't have the date. I didn't look it up. NOLO wine. That's no alcohol, low alcohol wines. We talked about that a while back. I guess it's been now 3 or 4 months. And I looked up a few things on it. We talked about it a little bit. But I was out today, and I had an opportunity to stop in to Lucan's wine store. I don't know if Lucan's is national or if it's in the southeast or what. And let me... U-K-E-N-S. Lucan's Wine and Spirits, they are, well, let's see, it doesn't say here if they're, it shows them locally, Lucan's Marine, Lucan Coupon, Lucan's Wine and Spirits, Liquors, Tarpon Springs, I'm trying to find out. Locations and hours. Let me click on that. I don't want to do that. Trying to find out where they are. Oh, they're out of Minnesota, so there's probably places all over the country. So let's see. Lucan's Village Foods. Well, no, that's not what I want. I want. So it's not out of this. That's something different here. Lucan's Wines and Spirits. I want to say that they are local then. It looks like maybe they are. Lucan's Wines and Spirits. Oh, geez. This is for Dash Hub or whatever, Grubhub. Don't want that either. Well, Lucan's Wines and Spirits is local, I guess. It looks like it might be a local no, that's the ones they ship to. wines to Florida, but they don't ship spirits to Florida. That's interesting. Interesting thing. And they don't have where they are. Oh, well, Mike, that's an assignment for you. Lukens, L-U-E-K-E-N-S, Lukens Wine and Spirits. Find out where they're located, if they're national or if they're just, you know, in the North Bay area here, San Francisco Bay, or San Francisco, Tampa Bay area. Yeah. Or what?
There's one in Clearwater.
Okay. And one in Tarpon Springs. That's one I visited. One in Dunedin.
Yeah.
Usually you can click on their sites and it gives you a list of, you know, list of stores.
Oh, okay. I think I got it. Oh, wait.
Stores and producers. I click on that and it just gives me the spirits. I don't know. Boy, that's weird.
Yeah. It's only going by, well, I can only get it by location, maybe if I zoom out, but Tampa on Del Mabry, Tampa, Kennedy, Oldsmar, Clearwater, Tarpon, like you said, Dunedin, Seminole, Florida. Let me see if I can zoom out and get some more in here. It's not very, it's only doing what's close to.
Yeah, what's close to us. That's what I'm getting, too. I'm not getting, and I'm not finding anything saying where they are, where the main store is, or, you know, our stores or anything like that. It's just that's strange that they don't have more listings, which isn't important. I was just wondering if they were national or if there were stores around that I'm talking to, you know, about a store I shop at. Mm. You know, pretty often. I go down to Lukens quite often to check my wine and buy wine and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's just right down in Tarpon Springs, and so I usually shop there and Total Wines because they got a real big selection. Those are my basically my wine go-to shops, except for B21. B21 is right on the way to Lukens. It's just, you know, I guess not even a mile separates them across a bridge across, actually it's a river that it crosses, but it's not really a big river. It's a small river and it's a swamp area and stuff. But I go to B21, check out wines there. They're very knowledgeable. And then Lukens, and then Clearwater has a Total Wines, and I shop there. And Total Wines, I think, is national. I want to say Total Wines is national. I know they're all up and down the East Coast. I can come punch that in real fast. And,
this one's just saying under the main person's leadership, Simon, what's his name? Simon something. It started in 1988 in Dunedin, and under this person's leadership, what started small with a single discount liquor store and an idea of selling more for less has grown into one of the largest independent retailers of wine, spirits, and beer in the country.
Well, then they must be national. Why don't they have anything on their websites?
It's very difficult to find location. Unless you're within 500 miles, far as I can get.
Well, here's this is Store Finder. This is for Total Wines. And they have a thing here where you can, you know, it has Store Finder. It's got three stores here in the Tampa area, but then you can zoom out and it doesn't give you squat. Why not? Because you got to punch in your zip code. Browse all locations by state. Okay. But, you know, I mean, most of them give you a list of their stores and stuff. And Total Wines is national. It looks like Lukens might be national, too, from what you just read there. But, boy, I certainly couldn't tell it by anything I found on the website. Yeah, here's Total Wines. There's 12 in Arizona, 32 in California, 35 in Florida. Gee, 3 in Missouri, and 5 in Nevada, 2 in New York, 20 in Virginia, 13 in Washington, plus a whole bunch of them in between. So they're national, and I shop there. for wines, and y'all can too. Not to criticize Total Wines, okay? They have a great, great selection, but their clerks aren't real, real knowledgeable. I've found that they are a little lacking in some knowledge in areas, and they can't expect it. I mean, you know, they're probably paying them, you know, $15 an hour around there, and you can't expect them to be sommeliers. So, but they're lacking. And Lucan's, it's the same way. You've got people in there that do know a lot, but then you got a lot of them that are shelf stackers and new checkouts and stuff like that, which is great. I mean, you know, I'm not complaining about that, but you got to ask the right person. If you're looking for something specific, you got to ask the right person, because in both those stores, they don't always know. That's why I like B21, because B21 is very knowledgeable. All the people that work there really do know their wines. I've sat and talked with them when they're not busy quite a bit about their wines. So, okay. Not my point of the whole story. I did kill some time there that I wasn't planning on. But I went, stopped by B21 and also Lucan's and Total Wines a couple days ago when I was down there. I don't make trips like I used to. Now, if I'm going to be in an area, I'll stop, because when gas is, I have to take a loan to fill up the tank, you don't just go out and visit places. So I went down and stopped, and I've been looking for no low wines, no alcohol, low alcohol. And most places, when I ask no low, they take me around to the free, F-R-E, shelf, the free wines. All right. Free wines are alcohol removed wines. They are made like regular wines. In fact, the free website is pretty good about how they do it. Let me, why is that so? Oh, there it is. Let me tell you what they do. Well, I think I pulled it up earlier. Now, why can't I find it now? That's frustrating, isn't it? Almost as frustrating as trying to get on Blog Talk Radio. Here we go. Okay. Free.com, freewines.com, if you want to check it out yourself. But it says how it's made. And it's, they say creating alcohol-removed wine isn't much different from making traditional wine. And not initially. Collect the grapes from premier vineyards in California, choosing, you know, well, they tell you about how beautiful it is and all that, and so they can have pretty grapes. And after harvest, the winemakers craft the wines in the traditional methods, and then they get the rich flavors and alluring textures, and everything is fantastic. And then they use state-of-the-art spinning cone technology to remove the alcohol while preserving the wine's delicate aromas and flavors. On its journey from our vineyard to your glass, Free is transformed into a robust, flavorful wine, minus the alcohol. And they do have a little one-minute video. I'm sorry, it's a one-and-a-half-minute video on their website that it shows you how to do it. But I bought a bottle of the Merlot Free today. I haven't tasted it yet. I have it open. I have it sitting here. And I was going to give you my first initial reaction to it. In fact, I told my engineer, I poured her some, and I said, don't influence me by saying anything about it. Just, you know. So she has not. She hasn't said anything. But I honestly believe this is the first bottle of free wine or alcohol-removed wine I've ever had. Well, it's been sitting open for, 20 minutes? No, right before we started the show, so about a half hour now. It's been open. And I'm not getting much aroma. Oh, my gosh. It's a screw cap, by the way. Why? Yeah. Obviously, that would be the best closure for this. Nope. No aroma. As much as I try and it's been open and I'm swirling and I'm doing all sorts of stuff I can, and it is not giving me aroma. Now, the people who say that the legs are from the alcohol may have a point, because there's very, very few legs on this. There are legs on it, though. So it's, you know, the legs can't be all from alcohol. It is alcohol and glycerides and different other things in the wine that gives you the legs. But very thin, very almost non-existent legs on this free here. So that's almost a testament to the fact that the legs are from alcohol, because this has no alcohol. No, sorry. No matter how much I try, how much I spend, no matter what I do, I am not picking up any aroma on this. So that's check one. Now let's do a couple of sips. Never judge wine on your first sip, always on your second. Merlot has a distinct characteristic. The Merlot grape has a distinct characteristic. You can know a Merlot is a Merlot. When you put a couple glasses of wine in front of me, one's Merlot and one's Cabernet, I can tell you immediately which is which. Not a problem at all. You put a Merlot in front of me and a Barbera or any of those groups of red, and I can usually tell you which one's the Merlot and which one's the other one. I mean, the Merlot is distinct, just like Cab, you know, Carignan, Zinfandel, all wines tend to give you a distinct flavor and nose even. This, and I'm sorry for you, but this tastes like grape juice. This tastes like grape juice with a little flatness to it. It's got a nice aftertaste. It's got a grape juice aftertaste, which it's been lingering. So I guess I can say that is good for it. But if you want to, you know, it costs $7.99 for a 750 milliliter. You can get Welch's grape juice cheaper than that. Well, probably not. Welch's grape juice is pretty expensive last time I bought it. But you can get Welch's grape juice probably cheaper, but not by a lot. And, yeah, you know, I'm sorry, Free, but I'm not impressed. I am not impressed at all. I'm not getting Merlot characteristics in any place, way, or form. I'm not getting any aromas. I am not getting any initial taste. I can't pick up any type of flavor except grape juice. The bottle itself says, and let me read you what it says on the back here, okay? The bottle says, the sophisticated alternative with its plush, luxurious taste and gorgeous garnet color in the glass, our alcohol-removed Merlot makes any occasion special. Rich plum and currant aromas lead to cherry flavors flecked with spicy notes and a rich, full finish. Well, to begin with, I'm not getting any rich plum and currant aromas. I just, none at all. And, you know, I don't have COVID, so I can smell. And plum usually comes out pretty easy on me. I can usually pick out plum in wines pretty easily. I guess if you stretch your imagination, you can pick up plum, you know, because they say plum's there, and so therefore you start saying, oh, yeah, I'm finding plum. But, yeah, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. And the color is, without question, it is a gorgeous garnet color. That's where they got that right. It's very pretty. And it's a dark color too. I have a good way. A lot of times I'll look down through the glass at my fingers to try to judge a color, and this one is great. I mean, I can't see my fingers at all through the glass. So it is a rich, dark color. But rich plum and currant aromas? No, not at all. And cherry flavors? No. And spicy notes? No. And a rich, full finish? I'm getting grape juice finish. So if you're in, you know, I'm not impressed. Sorry for you, I'm not impressed. People used to come into the winery and they say, do you make alcohol or non-alcohol wine? And I go, down the street about 3 miles, there's a Publix. You can go to the grapefruit section or the grape juice section. And there's all the alcohol-free wine you want. It's called grape juice. And half the people would laugh at me. The other half the people would give me this look like drop dead. But, you know, I expected it one way or the other. But to me, that's, you know, non-alcohol wine is grape juice. And when you ferment it, it becomes wine because it's fermented and it's got alcohol. Well, free is removing the alcohol. What they do with it after they remove it, I don't know. What they do with it. If you have something in a container and you take it out, doesn't that create something separate? Now there's an interesting question. So, but this label also contains more information. It says 19% juice at the top of this little ingredients label here. 19% juice. Now, I don't know what that particularly means. 19% juice. And the rest of it's water? I don't know. It says contains less than 0.5% alcohol by volume. Now, technically, by saying that too, it still contains alcohol. So, those who are alcoholics, admitted alcoholics, and try to avoid all alcohol, if they were to have a glass of this, could that trigger a relapse? Because it does say less than 0.5%, but still, though, it's got some in it. I'm not tasting any, but that doesn't mean that it is not there. So, yeah, it's not acidic or anything. It's just grape juice. Actually, it's pretty good grape juice, actually. I mean, grape juice can be a little acidic. But less than 5%, 0.5% alcohol, 0.5% of alcohol by volume. 25.4 fluid ounces or 750 milliliter. A grape beverage with other natural flavors. That's what it says on the side of this label. Then it has nutrition facts. 3 servings per container, 3 serving size, 8 fluid ounces, or 240 milliliters. Amount per serving, calories, 70. So it is a little bit low on calories. I don't know what regular grape juice is. Total fats, 0. Sodium, 25 milligrams. Total carbs, and this is what took me back when I first read this. Total carbs, 19 grams. Now, this is for one serving, so if you have yourself a bottle of this, it's going to be, and you're looking at 57 carbs here. Total sugars, 11 grams, which includes 0 added sugars, no protein detected, no vitamin D detected, 30 milligrams of calcium, 1.5 milligrams of iron, and 380 milligrams of potassium, 10% of the daily recommended daily requirement. So, this is not a significant source of saturated fats, trans fats, cholesterol, and dietary fiber. Well, yeah, I would think not. The daily percentage value are DV tells you how much a nutrient in a serving of food contributes to a daily diet. $2,000 calories a day is used for general nutrition advice. Yeah, we know that. Ingredients. Okay. Dealcoholized Merlot wine, grape juice, grape concentrate, natural flavors, sodium benzoate, potassium sorbate, and potassium metabisulfite to protect the natural flavor, clarity, and color. Potassium metabisulfite is sulfites. You know, you're required to put that on the bottles. They just put it on there in the full word there. So, the alcoholized Merlot wine, and then grape juice and grape concentrate. No percentage of each. Maybe that's why it is 19% juice. So maybe that's it at the top here. Confusing label. But let's go back to their site here on how they do this. Again, they have a video, but I have no way to do a video on the radio program, so we will not do that. The spinning cone, how it works. Pioneered in Australia, spinning cone technology uses a combination of centrifugal force and nitrogen gas to separate and preserve a wine's essential flavors and fragrances during the dealcoholizing process. Step one, once crafted, the wine is fed into the top of the spinning cone column. It's like a funnel, to give you an idea. Step two, rotating cones use centrifugal force to transform the wine into a thin film. Step three, nitrogen gas is fed into the bottom of the column to extract delicate aromas and flavors, protecting the wine from oxidation. Step four, the remaining liquid is passed through the column again, this time at a higher temperature to remove the alcohol. I'm still wondering what happens to the alcohol. You remove it, does it dissolve because it's a higher temperature? Does it burn off? I really am curious about that. Step five, the flavor and aroma essences are recombined with the dealcoholized wine and blended with unfermented varietal grape juice to replace lost volume, thereby creating a delicious beverage with less than 0.5% alcohol by volume. Okay, there you go. So that's where the grape juice comes from. It's blended back in. So this one, it said 19% juice. So they lost almost a fifth of this during their processing. And step six, that's all there is to it. Well, except for pouring it in your glass and enjoying it. Okay, but cute way to end it. But that's what they do, okay? It's a spin technology. Rotating cones. And I'm still curious about what happens to the alcohol when it's done. So, that's how Free does it. And that's a very popular thing that's going on now, is the free wines, or the no-low wines, no-alcohol, low-alcohol wines. Now, let's go to the no-low wines themselves and see what's out there and what's available and all that. No-low wines, here you go. What is no-low in drinks? Research from the International Wine and Spirits Record indicates that overall alcohol consumption has been on the decline over the past decade, particularly among young people, which has given rise to the emerging market of no and low alcoholic beverages. So that's no low. no and low alcoholic beverages. All right. And no low wine, just jumping on the bandwagon here. This is from Google search. The question is, what is the most realistic non-alcoholic wine? And it says the 15 best non-alcoholic wines. Oh, there are a list of 15 best. And when you get a list of 15 of them, you know that something's going on. It's not just a trend. It's something that's happening. And these are all de-alcoholized wines. So, Ariel Cabernet Sauvignon de-alcoholized. It's $8. A-R-I-E-L, Ariel. Ariel, that label looks just like a wine that I've had recently, too. But this is, after fermenting in stainless steel, it's aged in oak barrels, and just before bottling, the alcohol is gently removed by cold filtration. That's the Ariel, cold filtration. So this is oak and stainless steel and all that. Wow. Alcohol-free sparkling Chardonnay, organic sparkling Chardonnay by Thompson and Scott. And this is $22. Organic. It's got about half as much sugar as most non-alcoholic sparklers. So, you know, that's another good thing. You know, a lot of those put sugars in it to get flavors and taste. And the next one, St. Regis Chardonnay, de-alcoholized wine. Meaning, for instance, say how they de-alcoholize this. So, but this is $8, St. Regis. Toast-T-O with the two little dots above the O-S-T, Toast, non-alcoholic sparkling beverage, 12-pack. I don't see the size here. $99 on this. And then Pier Zero Rosé, $19. And this is a zero-proof French rosé. Bubbly? No. Hill Street Vin Zero Cabernet Sauvignon, $15. So this is, they're saying that this is pretty robust considering it's non-alcohol. Sutter Home Free Alcohol Removed Chardonnay. Sutter Home makes free? It doesn't say that anywhere on the bottle, but here this site shows that it's Sutter Home. Well, that is really interesting. Huh. Well, Sutter Home makes free. F-R-E. Sutter Home. How about that? Belvoir Fruit Farms Elderflower and Rosé Lemonade. $12 through Amazon on that. Luminera Non-Alcoholic Chardonnay. Aged in both American and French oak. And it's even got a vintage, 2018. It says because aging isn't just for alcohol. Hand and Heart Cabernet, $20. Oh, that other one was, what, $24. Hand and Heart Cabernet, $20. And Wine Proxies. Okay. Now, this is something that, I saw a thing. I'll talk about it more in a little bit here. Rather than removing alcohol from traditional wine, Acid League's proxies evoke the idea of wine using juices, teas, spices, bitters, and more to create delicious sips that pair perfectly with food. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Martinelli Sparkling Apple Cider. This is non-alcoholic. $3 at Walmart if you're on a budget. There you go. And then Shirley Rose, S-U-R-E-L-Y, Shirley Rose, non-alcoholic rose, $26. Glove Dry Secco, a four-pack, $17. Seed Lip non-alcoholic cocktail mix trio, $65 at Williams and Sonoma. That gets a little expensive, $65. But there's a list of some of the top non-alcoholic wines or alcohol removed. I just lost the page here. There we go. I found the page. Okay. So, you look at this stuff and there's a big, big market for the Nolo category. It is just unbelievable. It's booming. Retailers are advised to pay attention. When I went to Total Wines, there was very little Nolo wines there. When I went to Lucan's, it was free, and there was a couple of others, which a total maybe four non-alcoholic wines. And then Total Wines had maybe a dozen, if that many. But it's not a big shelf space taker there. It's really pretty small. And according to things I'm reading, it's really something that they need to start filling up more on. Yellowtail, Kendall Jackson, Kim Crawford have all launched lower alcohol lines this past year. And recently, Miller Family Wine, the Hand on Heart, Bouvet du Vernay, Barton and Gustier, Stella Rosé, Stella Rosa, and New Zealand's Gizon are all going into the non-alcoholic or alcoholic removed wines. So it's something that is really surprising, booming a lot. I don't know why. You know, I hate to say this, but if free is an example, it's juice. Now, this is a red one, and we're so used to red grape juice. And yeah, I know there's white grape juice out there, but white grape juice is very, very sweet to me, I think. But if this is an example of what's out there, then I don't know. I mean, what's next? Here, this says here, interest in the Nolo category isn't likely to dry up, so retailers should look forward to seeing and selling an increasing number of options. Bottles Up Zeman says, what will make a world of difference is when a few more producers who make actual wine carve out a little time to dabble in this category. Obviously a gamble for producers, but isn't that how all profit endeavors start out? And then Minus Moonshine's Storm says, I'm personally excited for brands to go into the unfiltered natural wines direction. Maybe some orange wines. We talked about that last week. I hope that people rethink their expectations when trying or revisiting non-alcohol wines. It's a whole new world out there, and this is just the beginning. So, non-alcohol wines are just surprising. It really does. It surprises me, the whole category, the whole non-alcohol wines and how it's growing. And here's... Well, here's a question again. Does 0.0 wine contain alcohol? And it says, though the terms can have slightly different meanings depending on what they refer to and what country you're in, non-alcoholic, alcohol-free, and de-alcoholized all mean there is little to no alcohol in the wine. And I still have that question. Little to no alcohol wine. I have I know people throughout my life who are alcoholics who have swore off drink, swore off alcohol. And one of the things that, you know, they're always taught, one of the things that is always brought up is once you have that first sip, that could lead to many, many more. And if this has a 0.5% of alcohol in it, that could lead to many more and stronger and other things. So you would have to avoid the non-alcohol just as much as you avoid the full alcohol if you are inclined to drink too much. Just an observation on my part. That always, you know, I've had people say, well, I don't drink, but I drink the non-alcoholic wine. Well, if that's the case, then maybe you do drink. Here's a good question. Can you get drunk on alcohol-free wine? Not possible to get drunk on drinks labeled as alcohol-free, non-alcoholic, and de-alcoholized. It says, for these reasons, I'm using the terms non-alcoholic and alcohol-free throughout this article to refer to wines that are 0.5% alcohol by volume or lower. It says, less alcohol than in a glass of orange juice. Orange juice has alcohol? Well, that is interesting. Okay, so maybe it's not an issue. Either way, Nolo, I was going to tell you about, what was it? Something else. Nolo wines, low alcohol. Proxy. Surely. I don't know. I said earlier, I saw it here and I knew I was going to address it, but I don't see it again now. Sober October. That's a trend there too. We won't get into that. I just saw that Sober October. Dry January, Sober October. Okay, so here's another list of low alcohol wines that they say don't have to have a bad taste. Six of the best low alcohol wines. Torres Natural De-alkalized Muscat. It's from Spain. Vel de Pombos Vino Verde, that is from Portugal. It's white wine? Yeah. Forest the Doctors, Sauvignon Blanc, that's from New Zealand. Here's one from Lure, France, Les Navres, Saumur. Fritz Müller Zero Alcohol Presente, that's from Germany. And they're saying the best wine right here is Dr. Lucien Groucher Heimerlich Spätlese. And regularly clocking at below 8%. Okay, now this does have alcohol. The best off-dry and medium-sweet German Rieslings are among the world's best. This gorgeous, tingling, finely detailed example has a spicy mandarin and mineral zip. So, yeah, there's some around the world, looks like low alcohol, not no alcohol, but looks like low alcohol wines. So, there you go. Low alcohol and no alcohol is becoming really a big thing. My summation on it, and it's the free. Found it is made by, who did I say? I need to write notes down on this stuff. I'm not a fan. I really have to say I'm not a fan of this particular example of non-alcohol, because it's just like grape juice. And if I want a grape juice, I'll get grape juice. I would think it'd probably be cheaper than this. And you can probably pour it into a wine glass and tell people it's non-alcoholic wine. And well, it'll probably have more sugars in it, though. And that's the main thing. It'll probably have more sugars. And if you're trying to avoid it, you're trying to avoid the sugars. But if anyone knows where the alcohol goes when they de-alcoholize a wine, I'd like to know. Because it has to go somewhere. You can't just take something out and all of a sudden it just disappears and it's gone. Because it just doesn't work that way. So, no alcohol and low alcohol. Free. This, does it say? I don't even think it. On their website, I don't think free even mentions that they are Sutter Home. Yeah, they do. Here it is, Sutter Home in St. Helena. I'll call remove wine, St. Helena, Sutter Home. I like Sutter Home wine. I like Sutter Home wine a lot. I used to go up and get Sutter Home wine all the time when I lived in California. It was reasonably priced and really good, all right, I guess I'm done for tonight. Instead of starting something else, I just noticed it was like 3 minutes till. I didn't realize it was that time already. So
yep, time goes when everything is working.
When everything is working. And when it's not working, it goes really fast because you're panicking. Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, we just barely made it.
I know.
I think we got on and it was, we started saying, are you on? Yeah, I'm on. Okay. And then 2 minutes before showtime, I was like, oh, I got to go live.
And that's when we clacked. Wow. I know.
Thanks for the warning. Okay.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. This is the second time in 3 weeks that I've had problems getting on, and then you had problems this time too. So, we shouldn't have to reboot our entire computer to get on. We should be able to just.
I think mine was all local, though. It was. I didn't notice anything on Blog Talk Radio, but I don't go through their, connection system. I'm calling in. So, but when I was on here and I wasn't hearing the sound right, I said, okay, something's going on. And that's when I rebooted the computer. But yeah, I don't have that check on Blog Talk Radio when I call in. I'm just calling the normal number. So
what I do is I hit direct connect and it usually throws up a number pad and it says, to connect to Dog Talk Radio, press 1. And I usually hear him tell me all that stuff. Well, the number pad came up, but I heard no sound. So I hit 1. And then it took me right to Blog Talk Radio, but my icon wasn't on the studio page, and I wasn't hearing anything. And I mean, it's just like...
Something was wrong.
Something was wrong. And I clicked out of it and played around and all that, nothing happened. Then when I rebooted, turned off everything, and then went back into it, that's when it finally connected too. So it's Blog Talk Radio. I guarantee you. That's two times in 3 weeks.
We may have to go to the recorded show and just upload them after we're done.
Yeah, I know. That's, after I mean, 13 years, and then we finally have to go to recorded. Yeah. I don't know. That's crazy. Speaking of recorded, I haven't heard back from our people from England yet when we're going to record them. I need to build a fire under them. I don't either. Mm-hmm. I, don't know. So I'll have to get a hold of. Yeah, we were stacked up with guests. And now we are just like nobody's responding. We do have a guest coming up on the 23rd or the 30th? Let me check here. Stephen Lane and his book, yeah, the 30th, Thursday the 30th. Stephen Lane and his book, Dragon Vine. I'm in the middle of reading that right now. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting book. The man is knowledgeable in vineyards and wineries and stuff like that. I'm curious to ask him where he got that knowledge. And also, he's got a lot of Chinese characters in here and talk about Chinese characters and seems to be very knowledgeable in that culture and stuff too. So I'm looking forward to talking to him, but he'll be coming up on the 30th. I think that's our next scheduled guest. So that's 3 weeks from today. Unless we pop somebody else in there before then, which is always a possibility. But should be interesting what Blog Talk Radio does to us when we try to get a guest on. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See how it goes next time.
That's right.
We will be back. Let me make sure I didn't hit the button yet. We'll be back next Thursday. That is June 16th, next Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And as always, please, if you're on any of those social media platforms, make sure you follow us or subscribe, whatever. I think YouTube is subscribe. Just follow us and stay tuned to our shows and stuff. And if you have any feedback, be sure to send it to us as well on those platforms or through media at through email at allaboutwine101@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Show ideas, you know, guests, that kind of thing. Comments, let us know. I'd love to hear from you. Talk to you next week. Thanks and be safe and have a great weekend and enjoy your Verdejo grapes Saturday and Prosecco all next week.
All next week. There you go. Have a good, safe week, right. And we'll see you next week.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine,
All About Wine
with your host, Ron.
Ron.
For show information, links to All About Wine on Twitter and Facebook, or to be a guest on this show, visit the show website at www.allaboutwinedtr.com. Archived shows are available for download on iTunes or on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly, and we'll see you next time on All About Wine.
Speaking of archive shows, I got your email.